Locked On Flyers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Flyers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Monday, May 10th. Your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high quality content. That is, happy or sad to say, today is the last game of the season for the Flyers. And unfortunately, it's against the Devils, because of course.
Yeah. I'm like relieved and very sad all at once and trying to figure out how to process it.
Ton of mixed emotions over here. So if you're feeling the same way, make sure you commiserate with us on Twitter at Locked On Flyers. We will be there to keep you up to date on all the Flyers news, all of our episodes, and, you know, just hanging out with you there. If you don't have Twitter, no problem. You can also email us at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. We are your hosts. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Rachel.
And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. So in today's episode, we are going to recap this weekend's back-to-backs against the Capitals and then preview tonight's game against the Devils, touch on a little bit of NHL coaching news, and then wrap up with our nemesis of the week. Locked On Flyers is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe to get all of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network. All right, Rachel. So not a ton of pregame news going into Friday and Saturday's games. We all knew that Cam York was going to be making his debut for the team. And it seemed like we were going to see him with Moran. But actually, in this game and in Saturday's game as well, we saw York paired with Braun. So let me go through the lineup, which is pretty much the same for both games. It was Giroux, Couturier, and Konechny, Farabee, Hayes, Voracek, JVR, Patrick, NAK, and Lindblom, Lawton, and Allison. And on defense, it was Provorov, Sanheim, York, Braun, like I said, and then Moran and Myers, with Elliott in net on Friday, and then, of course, Alex Lyon in net on Saturday. So, started off the weekend on a positive. The Flyers won 4-2 against the Capitals. And I think we could say this was all about the kids. Joel Farabee started the scoring, and then Allison notched two for himself. And then, of course, Couturier sealed the deal with an empty net goal. You know, this game, I was really interested to see how the Flyers would come out. I don't think that the first period was their best period ever, but I thought it was a lot better than they normally start the games. And I was surprised to see them do that against the Caps. I would say they won maybe two out of the three periods. I thought the first and the third period altogether was pretty good. I thought they kind of dipped in the second. But man, I thought the kids looked fantastic in the first period. And I mean, Joel Farabee getting the Flyers on the board just shows that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that front. And man, I was really pissed off. I think all of Flyers Twitter was pissed off that they did not put Wade Allison in toward the end of the game with the empty net to try and get him the hat trick, because I think he deserved it. But, you know.
Yeah, that was another not great cue that I would say from AV. I mean, I definitely feel like if Allison was on the ice, Coots or whoever was there would have passed it to him so he can get that. You know, there was a couple of games where I felt like Allison kind of went a little bit unnoticed, but you cannot say that in this game. He just really likes playing the Capitals, and I really like watching him play the Capitals.
Yeah. Especially because Ovechkin continues to be out. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit, I think, easier in some ways just to plan for what you're going to do against this team. And so without sort of that looming presence, I think, you know, Farabee and Allison had room to do a lot more of what they do best. I think that honestly made a huge difference. And for Farabee, I think, you know, it was more of a dirty goal. Mm-hmm. Than one of his prettier shots. And I think it's great to know that he can do that too. It was just a really strong performance by both of them. And you're right. I think, you know, Wade Allison does so much good stuff away from the puck that tends to go unnoticed in a sort of regular season game. But he really stood out in this one for sure. And he got rewarded.
You know, as good as, like, I mean, his play was, that line, I don't know, that Lindblom, Patrick, Allison line, it was out for 2 goals against. So defensively, you really like to see them shore up. But you can't knock the offense. I mean, Allison, like you said, I mean, one was just his hardworking goal. But then the other one was just, you know, his shot, which it's so nice to see, because that's something that when he was drafted and, you know, when watching him from afar in college, we've heard about that shot all the time. Didn't know if it was if he was going to be able to make it to this level. And he did. And he's able, that shot is there. And so a lot of positives in a season that you don't really feel too positive coming out of. So I'm very thankful for Wade Allison for sure. Now, I definitely want to get into Cam York, but I think we'll lump Cam York in his play in after we talk about Saturday's game. Saturday, the Flyers played the Capitals again, and this time they did not eke out a win. Almost, but of course, almost doesn't count. The Caps tied it up in with like, it seemed like 30 seconds left in the third period, and were able to push the game into overtime, where they were able to get the game-winning goal. And, you know, in this game specifically, I felt like this team looked like a team on a back-to-back. The first period to me was just very sloppy. You talked about Friday's game. The Caps on Saturday's game were missing Ovechkin, Backstrom, John Carlson, and Evgeny Kuznetsov for COVID protocols. And then throughout the game, two of their other key players that you want to keep an eye out on, Tom Wilson and TJ Oshie, both had to leave the game for several minutes. And it just was a little bit unfortunate that the Flyers weren't able to capitalize with a depleted Capitals team.
Yeah, they had a really short bench by the end of that game. And you're right, that game was definitely sloppy, but I thought it was on both sides. The Caps were not playing well either. And, you know, it really showed that it took until the third period for a goal to be scored. It was one of those things at the end of that game where the Caps just all of a sudden clicked into a much higher gear, mm-hmm. which they have, and the Flyers do not, which was quite apparent. And it was just relentless offensive pressure. And I think the Caps were in the Flyers zone for a full 90 seconds leading up to that tying goal, and when they then could pull the goalie and they were up, it was a 6-on-5, and you just knew. And it was so difficult because you were just like, when is this shoe going to drop? And and I felt so bad because Alex Lyon had played his heart out in this game. The Caps were so far above the Flyers in shots overall. I think there were like 40 shots that Alex Lyon faced in that game, and he performed so well. And then just in the last minute, ugh.
You are absolutely right. I felt like kind of with maybe 4 minutes left, I just had that dread, because if the Flyers couldn't get up by 2, you knew that the Caps were going to pull the goalie. And when, you know, the Caps pull the goalie, 9 times out of 10, they're going to score. And you're right. They took it to another level. And man, Alex Lyon played phenomenally, and he really deserved that win. And so it was just even more unfortunate that the Flyers weren't able to get that. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL.
No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. And best of all, it's automatic.
To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL and get started today. All right, so let's jump in to Cam York. How did you think that he looked in his first two NHL games?
I definitely think he looked better in Friday's game than Saturday. I thought he had a couple of giveaways in Saturday's game and, you know, making a couple of mistakes. But I think overall he performed really well and just was trying to keep his game simple, and that he had some really strong outlet passes that were just on the money. And I don't think that, you know, any of the forwards had to stretch or do anything special to connect. That I just felt like he built a chemistry with whoever he was playing with really easily. And that's, I think, really important for him.
I agree with you. I thought he looked so steady on Friday. And you're right. He kept his game simple, which I really appreciate. And I think that was such a smart move by him. I really liked that the coaching staff put him with Justin Braun, just because, you know, it made me a little nervous for him to be out with Moran. And you can tell that the coaching staff liked what they saw on Friday. I mean, he ended up playing over 20 minutes of time on ice in his first game. And one thing I was surprised by him is just with his skating, he's able to draw penalties. And I mean, in the future, this will be great. Now, not so much, because the Flyers' power play is not great. But I love that he was able to draw those penalties. And speaking of the power play, I thought that he like the power play didn't convert, but I thought that he was just able to make things so much simpler for the team. Like, he was able to carry the puck in and get it so that everyone can set up and then distribute the puck up, so that the Flyers were already set up in the offensive zone. You know, as the Flyers sometimes have trouble setting up, it's just so nice to have a defenseman who can do that. And his just skating stood out to me so much. And I'm going to say, like, I know Saturday's game was a little bit rough for him, but I felt like it was rough for a lot of Flyers players. So, you know, overall, I'm very pleased with what I saw.
Yeah, I definitely thought the pace of the game increased when he was out there. Like, they just were not wasting time.
Yeah, not at all. So it was nice to see the forwards have a defenseman that can carry the pace and keep up with them. Because there were times I saw York out there with Couturier, and he didn't look out of place. And that's nice to see. So I talked about York on the power play. One of the things we were looking forward to for these two games was to see how the power play looked, especially with Cam on there. It went 0 for 4 this weekend. So not great, but, you know, I can't even say that they had some positives. I mean, they didn't really get a lot of shots on net in some of the games. I'm specifically thinking of Saturday's game, where they had two power plays and they only were able to get one shot on net. That just can't happen on a power play, especially against a depleted Caps team. So not great, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I would much rather talk about the penalty kill.
Well, let's jump into the penalty kill. It went 5 for 5 this past weekend, which, hand claps to them. Like, good job. I wasn't expecting much from them, so to get this, I was very happy.
You sort of have to put an asterisk on it, again, just because Ovi wasn't there. Yeah. And, you know, that's his specialty against the Flyers. But I think that, you know, all things being equal, the way the penalty kill has struggled all season to blank the Caps was pretty impressive.
Listen, not every team has Ovechkin. So the fact that they were able to be perfect on the penalty kill, I was happy for that. So one quick thing on this weekend, and then we'll move into tonight's game. Ivan Provorov, he struggled this weekend. And, you know, I don't want to, like, I'm not pinpointing him because I thought that he did horrible, but it just was very noticeable. And the penalties that he took, he just was putting himself in situations that he normally doesn't. And that just stood out to me so much.
It really did. He did struggle over the course of the weekend. And I think, honestly, part of it was being paired with Sanheim. I don't like that pairing very much because Sanheim jumps into the offense a lot more than Braun does. And so the balance of the pairing is off a little bit. And I think it just kind of throws Provorov off, which it shouldn't. Like, he should be able to adjust. But Nonetheless, I think it does affect his game to some degree. Now, it doesn't, you know, excuse the penalties that he took, but I think in terms of his decision making and, you know, some smaller mistakes that he makes, I think who he's paired with has a tremendous effect on it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a pairing we normally never see. So, yeah, I don't like it either. in either game, I did not like it. So that's definitely a downside of having York play with the team and be paired with Justin Braun. All right, so jumping into tonight's game, the Flyers release that they are partnering with Penn Medicine and they will have COVID-19 vaccines available through Penn Medicine at the Wells Fargo Center before and during the Flyers game tonight. Now, this is the first time I've heard of teams offering the COVID vaccine during a game. So yeah, all fans who get the vaccine will receive a voucher for 2 free tickets to a Flyers game next season. But with that said, I thought that was that's so cool. I love that the Flyers are doing that.
Yeah, I've seen it at baseball games so far.
Oh, okay.
This season. I know the Mets were doing it, but the Mets have a regular community vaccine center mm-hmm. at their stadium, and that's where I got mine. So that's that's how I know that. But yeah, I've seen that they were doing it during games, and I think the Atlanta Braves as well. Yeah, it's super cool that they're doing it. I hope people take advantage of it, and it's a reason to go catch the Flyers for their last game of the season.
Exactly. And I love that they're giving incentives. They're like, hey, if you get it, 2 free vouchers for next season, which I would take. So, I mean,
man,
if you
all I got was a sticker.
Yeah, exactly. Same. I didn't even get the sticker. I just got saying yeah, you got the vaccine. And I was happy with that. So hope people take advantage of it because this is really cool. Now, I don't know if the game will be a great game. I'm hoping for it. I don't really have a ton of goals for tonight's game. Honestly, just get through it. But I just would have to say that the Flyers need to get a little bit of respect back when facing the Devils. I mean, in their week against the Devils, I mean, listen, I didn't like watching it. I bet they didn't like playing it. But with the way that they've been playing recently against Pittsburgh, against the Capitals, I think that they could come out playing a lot better against the Devils. So I'm hoping, and I need them to win tonight. I know that's a lot of pressure. I know that I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I mean, it's the Devils.
Honestly, have some pride.
Yes.
Flyers. Let's have a decisive win against the Devils. And so they are doing the end of season awards during mm-hmm. the game, which I don't know if anybody deserves awards except for us for making it through this season. But, you know, that being said, I think that sort of limits how many of the kids they're going to play because, mm-hmm. you know, they'll want some of the veterans out there who are potentially getting those awards and they're not going to want to sit them for the final game of the season. But that being said, I certainly hope we see Wade Allison in there. I certainly hope Cam York has another game. And I mean, even throw Jackson Cates in there if it's possible. Although my guess is that he won't make the cut for the last game of the season. Have fun, have some pride, and let's go out on a much more positive note, shall we?
That would be very nice. I know it's a lot to ask them to put together back-to-back wins. So there's no game after this. So just win this game. I think that Wade Allison has definitely earned himself a spot in the last game of the season. So I would be very upset to see if he didn't play. Hopefully no one gets hurt in this game. And, you know, this will just be the last time we have to see the Devils. And that's a win all in of itself. So Rachel, this past weekend, I was taking some Rachel advice and I went on a hike. And you're right, Built Bars are the perfect little hiking snack to keep in your backpack while you're hiking. Built Bars came in handy. Now, if you are listening by this point and you don't know what we're talking about, Built Bars are a soft protein bar that pretty much tastes like a candy bar. And they have 18 amazing flavors. Truly something for whatever flavor you're feeling or for anyone. If you like chocolate, you don't like chocolate, you like chocolate with nuts, they have it. I'm partial to the caramel brownie and the apple almond crisp.
The best part about Built Bars, though, is that they're healthy. They're great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight while you have that delicious treat. And I don't know how they do it, but they are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber while tasting that good. And if you're on a special diet like keto, these will fit right in.
Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. The playoffs are right around the corner, but there is still time to decide what bets you're thinking of making before they drop the puck. And the perfect place to go is to our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action.
There are so many other sports you could potentially place bets on too. There's the NBA, there's baseball, golf, soccer, anything you can imagine, they'll have it for you. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, which is great news for people like me who love reality competition shows. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine.
BetOnline is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today with promo code LOCKEDON. You'll receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So Rachel, before we get into this week's nemesis, there's some NHL news that happened this weekend. I'm not going to get on into all of it, but two coaches are not returning this next season, and I find them very interesting. Now, the first one is Rick Tocchet of the Arizona Coyotes. He was the coach for 4 seasons and has decided to part ways from the team after this season and not renew. And then the next is John Tortorella of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, Tortorella has been the coach for 6 NHL seasons and has elected not to sign on. So what are your thoughts about these two coaches?
I don't know why Tortorella isn't retiring. I mean, you know, he's mid-60s. It's about that time, John. Take a seat. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
But yeah, unfortunately, it seems like he wants to keep coaching. And I don't know, I just feel like his time is past, you know? Mm-hmm. He's ridden the coaching carousel enough times. He should be getting dizzy by now. And, you know, he needs to just, like, stay still for a while. If I were him personally, I would be going after those TV contracts with, like, the new ESPN and, like, TBS broadcasts. I think he could be pretty successful in that kind of environment. But I don't know. I guess he just wants to keep coaching. You know, he's not the worst coach to ever have coached, but he has just caused havoc and like damaged people's progression. And it's very clear that he has done that. Columbus especially, like, that has been a mess.
Yeah.
It's very clear that he's a big part of what has gone wrong there and why they haven't been able to progress past a certain point. And so, you know, I just don't think coaching is for him anymore.
I definitely agree with you on that. Tortorella, he just seems so stubborn. And I think that just does not bode well in the NHL right now. And I think, like you said, I think that the, you know, coaching, it has passed him by. I don't know if he is able to adjust to the new style of players that are coming up and the new style that teams are playing now. And I don't see how he would get picked up. I mean, there's a ton of coaches available, like Gerard Gallant. I mean, Bruce Boudreau is available. Like, there's coaches available right now and that aren't, that, you know, don't have a team. And I would be very surprised if another team picks up John Tortorella. Now, Rick Tocchet, I actually really like Rick Tocchet. I thought that he did a lot with the Coyotes team. He did as much with them as he could in the situation that he was in. And so I would be very interested to see him. I don't know if, like I said, there's a lot of coaches available. And I'm sure as the season winds down, there'll be a lot more coaching seats available and a lot of coaches that are available. So I don't know if he will get that head coach spot yet, but I could definitely see him jumping on as an assistant coach, because I do think that he is a really good guy to have on the bench.
Yeah, he's a really interesting case, because I think you're right that overall he's done a really good job in a very difficult situation with so much chaos going on behind the scenes in management in Arizona. I think that what's missing here for him is that, in theory, a coach should be able to make a team greater than the sum of his parts. And I don't think he's ever been able to do that. I don't think he's been able to elevate Arizona past what you think they are.
That's fair. I think I would probably give him another shot on a different team that's not Arizona, just because I feel like there's a lot of things happening off ice that could be hindering on ice production. But I like Rick Tocchet, so maybe I'm just biased. But all right, moving on to our nemesis of the week. If you don't know, each Monday we identify who or what in hockey is our nemesis for this upcoming week. Last week we said the lack of sexual assault and the domestic violence policy for the NHL. And that's still a nemesis. I think we said in that episode that it will be underlying our nemesis until the NHL provides a policy. But for this week, I would have to say 12 to 13 other teams that are prepping for the playoffs right now. Like, they are the nemesis. The fact that your team is in the playoffs, that's hurtful, because I would like the Flyers to be in the playoffs. But note that I didn't say 16, because this week we have a fun treat where we will be having a Locked On crossover conversation with possible teams to root for in the playoffs. So while the Flyers may not have any more games, we are still rolling with our episode. So make sure you tune in this week. We'll be talking about some teams to root for in the playoffs, which is always fun.
Yes. And our standards are high, so we're only bringing you the best possible options.
Absolutely. That means no one from the East. So with that, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow, of course, to recap tonight's game and check in on the Phantoms. As a reminder, we always want to hear from you, so send us in your questions via Twitter at LockedOnFlyers or at LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. I'm Danielle. You can find me on Twitter at Danielle_Nick. That's Danielle_NICC.
And I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. That's rmiriam.
Thanks for listening and have a great day. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on all the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.